Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we are here the first week in June. Wow. June. Where has the year gone, everybody? I'm a little concerned because it's kind of flying on by, but we are just blessed and, you know, highly favored that we have all made it to see the month of June. We call this our top level Monday motivational call because we have declared and decreed that 2014 is our year, y'all. It's our year. And we are claiming and expecting a complete turnaround this year. Lost years, lost money, lost business, lost relationships. It's all going to be recovered. And I'm just touching and agreeing right now with you. I want everybody to touch the phone and agree with what I just said. All of the things that we have lost over the last, I'm going to say last 10 years, is going to be recovered in 2014. Do you believe that? If you do, touch the phone with me and declare and decree it in Jesus' name. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my husband Charles and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for being with us today. We know how busy everybody is. We are as well. But we are so pleased that you took some time out of your schedule to just be on this call and just get a little bit of motivation to jumpstart your week. And Charles and I are continuing to honor our commitment that we've made to do these calls each and every Monday at 10 a.m. And these calls are done to motivate you, to inspire you, to jumpstart you, and to give you some substance so you can stay the course and stay on track in your business. And if you don't have a business, I know there's a few of you that are still at work. You're on the phone, at work, mad, because you cannot totally be in your business full time. Don't be mad. Just take it as it comes, because we believe that your business will come forth this year. And this morning, I want to acknowledge that my husband, who has been up all night long working, is on the phone with me this morning, and it is none other than
Charles Brown, Vice President of EPNET, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network. And I am excited to be on the call this morning, a little tired at the same time, so I'm going to need a little bit of this motivation myself, so I can't wait to get started. But before we get started, as we do with every call and every networking event that we actually host, we have to get started the right way. We have to get started in a word of prayer. So for those of you that are at home, definitely bow with us. Those of you who are at the job, you might not want to put your head down. So I'm going to walk in and think you're taking a nap on the job. So keep your eyes open, but be with us in spirit. And same thing for those of you that may be behind the wheel as we go into a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now, giving you thanks once again for a brand new sunshiny day that you have made, a day that we have never seen before. We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. We thank you for everyone on the call. We just thank you for every heart, every hand that just reaches out as a living legacy, not just to do business, but to help others and to bless others in everything we say and do. And we just ask that something that's said on this call this morning will also bless someone else. And we just ask for your many blessings upon each person, upon each household, upon each business right now. And we just once again give you thanks in all things. And these things we lift up to you in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, of course, I know we have at least one. I know you can see everybody who is on the call. I know we have at least one new person on the call. And every week when we do have new people, the question does come up, who is EPNET and what do we do?
Who is EPNET? Who is EPNET? Somebody asked me that question yesterday. Who is EPNET? Well, EPNET is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together through building relationships. And that is such a powerful statement. I know we say it all the time, but I want you guys to let that really sink and resonate in your spirit today. We have to build relationships. Charles and I had a meeting yesterday, and I'm going a little off topic a little bit. But Charles and I had a meeting yesterday with someone that I can't mention, but one of the things that I noticed in that meeting with that person is that I had known that person for over 10 years, and I didn't even realize it. We were just talking away, and some of the things that he was saying to us, it was just so uplifting. And one of the, when we were ending the conversation, he said, you know, we go back a long way, and whatever it is that you need, you make sure that you let me know. And that's because of what?
Relationship. Exactly.
I've known him for a long time. He trusts me. He knows how I operate. And so that is just something that, you know, I didn't really realize it then until just now, but that actually makes my heart feel good, that somebody that has known me for a long time, they don't care what they hear about me. They don't care if somebody come up and say, oh, Teresa did this, Teresa did that. I know her. If she did do it, then it has to be a good reason, because I know her because we have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we try to impress upon the folks that come to our FNET events and workshops and all the things that we do, because we host a lot of different networking events, workshops, seminars to build relationships. It's not just for us to just have these events, just for us to come together and have fun. We do this for a reason. I know my friend Tiana always likes to say, you got to set the intention. So you set that intention that, hey, you know what? I'm going to an event. I'm going to meet somebody, and I'm going to build a relationship. So when we do our events, we like to call them experiences, we do these experiences in a way that people feel like family. Because when we have our experiences, we make it warm, we make it interactive, and we make it fun, because we want people to feel like they are in a safe place to really kind of get to know each other and build relationships. And in addition, at the end of the year, we have the biggest experience of it all, and it's our Legacy Awards Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And we are in our ninth year of hosting these awesome FNET experiences and our FNET Ball. And we just sincerely hope that you join us this year so you can grow your business, grow your relationships, and grow your bottom line.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people may wonder why we even do these motivational calls. And I'm actually a witness this morning. We do these motivational calls for people like myself. Because it has truly been a struggle over this weekend, just trying to stay up, trying to stay energized, and keep moving forward. And a lot of things you already just said, just in regards to restoring, and we've actually used the word restore a lot, because I'm thinking you talked about like the past 10 years of things that may have been lost, whether it's business, finances, relationships, and whatever it is, and sometimes it makes it hard to keep going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So as Teresa mentioned earlier, you know, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us who work for ourselves just really feel as though, you know what, we're on our own, we're out here doing this by ourselves, nobody's helping, nobody's supporting us, so we just want to make sure you know you are not by yourself, you don't have to do all this on your own, and it's okay to ask for help. And Teresa and I definitely understand, because we're both entrepreneurs ourselves. She's full-time with the event planning. I have my business, yet at the same time, still working full-time, and I'm thinking, you just use the word setting the intention.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who have a business but are still working full-time, I know my intention was set about 10 years ago. And that intention, I have an actual date of when I'm just going to be working my business full-time. It's on paper. It was put on paper over 10 years ago. And it's coming up pretty soon. And doors are being opened left and right. And when that date comes, it's time to say, you know what, job? Really enjoyed it. You did what you were supposed to, but now it's time to move forward.
Mm.
And that intention has been set.
All right. I love that. So so I'm just going to let you guys know, when Charles goes full time in his business, we're having a party. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's going to be planning it. We're having a party.
It's actually going to be a retirement party, and I think I only got 2 gray hairs. That's all right.
So we are excited about that. But, you know, the AppNet organization was started in 2006 because I was tired. I could not find any events or, you know, any gatherings where I can meet like-minded entrepreneurs so we can bounce ideas off of each other, build those relationships, and also get some leads from one another. So since I didn't see it, I said, you know what? I'm going to start it myself, and I'm so glad that I did that, and it has truly been an amazing journey. As I say every week, entrepreneurship is a grind.
Mm-hmm.
It is a grind, y'all. It really is. And you need people to help you along the way. You need people to champion you. And that's one of the words that our friend we met with yesterday, he said that word a couple of times. We need people to champion us. And that's what we try to do. Actually, I won't say the word try. That is what we do with the AppNet organization. We champion entrepreneurs. We help them, and in turn, they help us. So we invite you, if you have not already, make sure that you check out our website, our brand new website, appnetonline.com, and see some of the upcoming events that we have planned, and come on over. And we invite you to come grow your business and your bottom line with us. We're excited. We look forward to seeing you.
Yes, we do.
So it's that time, y'all.
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
Y'all know what time it is. Every time I say those words, you know what time it is. I think about that camel.
Think about the video.
I think about
what day it is.
What day it is. But I think about our video, too, where we just put out about our camp. You know what time it is. It's time to go camping. But right now, it's time for our affirmation.
Woo-hoo! Time for affirmation.
Woo-hoo!
Time to get motivated.
It's time to get motivated.
I got a feeling some people are already standing.
I believe so. Let me see who's on the call with us today. I see Lady Melanie Inspires. We love Melanie Inspires.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we say her name, we can't say Melanie Thomas. We say Melanie Inspires. And Lady Sylvia Henderson is on the phone with us. Woohoo, Lady Sylvia.
Yeah, Lady Sylvia is already standing.
I know she's up.
She's standing talking about, what's y'all waiting on? Let her go.
And I see Lady Lori Gilligan is on the line with us. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lady Lori. Good to see you. And my dear friend, Carletta Orr. Carletta and I actually met yesterday, good to see her. She's an awesome, awesome entrepreneur, and I'm hoping that we're going to be doing some things with her in the coming weeks and months. But everybody, come on, stand it on up with us and repeat our affirmation after us. You ready?
Nice and loud, because we know you believe in your business.
we know you believe in it.
I am ready.
All right.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, now I didn't even say it with no energy today. Now, I hope y'all picked up on that.
So I tried to throw some extra energy.
I know. I'm like, I wanted to see if they was actually paying attention. Did I say it with energy? Okay. Now, Lady Lori and Carletta, Tanisha, Melanie, Sylvia, Henry, I see a whole bunch of folks on the call today. I want y'all to put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
No,
I had to say it. And say, I am amazing with some attitude, okay? Because you're speaking about yourself, right? So when you say you're amazing, you are saying it to yourself. Hey, I am amazing. So we're going to do that one more again.
I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, now I felt that one.
With feeling. I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored.
Mm.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you really, really believe it?
Yes, yes.
All right, everybody on the call, I need you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, high-five the mirror, and say, I'm taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo!
All the way to the top. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. All the way to the top. And while we're going to the top, we cannot forget that when we are on our journey and taking our business to next levels and all the way to the top, we have to reach back, help someone else, grab somebody's hand. You know what? I was going to say, drag them if you need to. Because we had to realize this life is not about us, but it is literally about helping others live life as well and helping them in their businesses too.
All right. And we say this affirmation before each and every FNet experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere, that it will come to pass. If you speak it out about your life, about your family, and about your business, it will come to pass. So you have to, everybody, please, you have to speak life. Speak life. Speak good things. Speak positive things. And watch your life, watch your family, watch your circumstances, watch your business change.
Exactly, and that's exactly what you'll see. We've seen it over and over again. And hopefully, especially those of you who have been on these calls with us for a while, hopefully you're not just saying the affirmation when you're on the call with us or at the events or anything like that. But I know a lot of you are speaking, may have speaking engagements, maybe doing presentations and things like that. Actually say the affirmation on the way to the presentation. I've actually done that a few times myself, just on my way to an appointment. I have a seminar coming up pretty soon, and just on the way, just saying that affirmation. It's like when you walk in, you are walking in with 130% confidence.
Yes.
Just straight confidence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now we are going to move forward. And last week, Teresa actually shared, do you have the characteristics of an eagle?
Mm.
And a lot of you were on with us. If you were on with us, you definitely got a lot out of that. If not, definitely check out the replay. Very powerful in itself. This particular week, you don't have to pull out the, tablets, pads, things like that to take notes. We're just going to share some things with you in regards to, you want to give them the title?
Are you leaving a legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving a legacy? Yes, last week's call was awesome, so please make sure you check out the replay. I mean, you can take notes today if you want to. Charles and I are doing a little something a little different today. We want to just kind of talk to you for a little bit because, as you guys know, last week was kind of a rough week. And I'm referring to the death of an icon, a legacy, someone that everybody loved, Lady Maya Angelou. I was so disheartened when I heard the news that she had passed away. I had heard she was sick. But what an awesome, awesome legacy that she has left. And I'm sure most everybody knows who she is. I saw people posting pictures on Facebook about her. I saw the wonderful words that people were sharing, even some poems that I didn't even know she had written. She was an absolute amazing. Everything that we say in our affirmation, that was Lady Maya Angelou. So I say to you today, are you leaving a legacy? Are you leaving a legacy? And what is the definition of legacy? Now, I've seen a couple different definitions. I'll share one. Legacy is what is left behind or something that is handed to a predecessor. Simply put, a legacy is what is left behind through your actions of a lifetime. That's powerful right there. A legacy is what is left behind through the actions of a lifetime. So every single day, in everything that you do, you are leaving a legacy. And I want to be like Maya Angelou. I want to have a legacy like hers, where everybody was talking about what she's doing or what she had done. She truly was an iconic woman. So we say again, are you leaving a legacy? I read a quote recently that says, wealth may last a lifetime, but a legacy of good deeds lasts forever. Are you leaving a legacy of good deeds? Are you helping another entrepreneur along the way? Are you imparting wisdom to them? Are you reaching back? Just like Charles said earlier, are you reaching back and helping someone else? Success isn't just what you can accomplish in your life. It's about what you inspire others to do. Are you leaving a legacy? Now, I know Charles and I just mentioned earlier about we have a Legacy Awards dinner at the end, or we'll change the name to Legacy Awards Ball. And we have that at the end of every year. And we honor those who are leaving a living legacy. These individuals are people who are every single day leaving a legacy for others to follow. They're not waiting till they pass away. They're leaving it every day. And that's exactly what Lady Maya Angelou did. Every single day, she was leaving a legacy. And she was an entrepreneur, y'all. If you really think about it, she was a poet. She was an author. She didn't work for anybody else. She worked for herself. So she is truly an entrepreneur that we should all try our very best to emulate our life after. She truly was a living legacy. And I know last night I actually announced the winners for our EPNET Legacy Awards Ball. Not all of them. We only did half, and we'll be releasing the other half over the next few weeks, and actually maybe even the next couple months. But these are individuals who are leaving a living legacy. And I think it's just so awesome that we have honored in the past. I think our count is up to maybe about 90 entrepreneurs over the last 9 years who are leaving a living legacy. Unfortunately, as some of you know, two of our past awardees have passed away. Stanley Plotkin, he received our Lifetime Achievement Award in 2010. And Stanley was older. I think Stanley was almost 80 years old. So he was leaving a living legacy, and he also led a very full life. But the other young man who passed away was Michael Bold. And I actually get a little choked up even still talking about Michael, because he actually passed fairly recently. He actually passed in 2012, right around the time of our Legacy Awards dinner. 6 months earlier, Michael had found out, simply by accident, that he had lung cancer. And I share this story with you today because Michael had just gotten married. He had only been married a year, maybe about a year and a half, and his wife had just given birth to his son. And the baby was maybe about 6 months old when Michael died. And it was truly a shock, truly, truly a shock to all of us. I bring Michael up because his impact that he left was so strong. And he really, truly did leave a living legacy. But I go back to what I said earlier about building that relationship. I had met Michael back in 2003 and through a mutual friend. And Michael was a multimillionaire. He had a very thriving company. He received our Legacy Male Entrepreneur Award in 2011. So it was so, I was actually so happy that I was obedient, because we actually picked the awards that year, you know, through committee vote, as we usually do. And he was neck and neck with another person. And I said, oh, well, you know what? We can honor Michael next year. But I heard the voice of the Lord say, Michael needs to be honored this year. I didn't know why at the time. Michael was not exhibiting any signs of illness. He was fine. And just 6 months after that awards dinner, he actually passed away. So I say all that to say, you have to live every single day. Live every day as if it were your last day, because you don't know. And in that course of that 24 hours, make sure that you are leaving an impact, and make sure that you are leaving a legacy for others to follow. And I'm going to leave you with this quote, because I found this to be very, very poignant. A good character is the best tombstone. Those who loved you and those who you loved and were helped by you will remember you. They'll remember you when all the notes and forget-me-nots have withered away. So carve your name on their hearts, not on just marble. And that's a quote by Charles Spurgeon. That's very powerful. Carve your name on people's hearts. Leave a legacy for others to follow. So the question is asked again of you. Are you leaving a legacy?
Especially a living legacy, you know, on their hearts.
Wow.
On their hearts. That was very powerful. The story itself is very powerful. Of course, I remember Michael myself. He's actually on one of our videos on YouTube. If you were to just put Ebnet in on YouTube after the 2011 dinner, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right after 2011 dinner. So that in itself is very powerful. I think outside of just the motivation part, that means that's one of the things that just really inspires me to go out and do great things this week. So it's not just about the business part, you know, what can I do in my business, how much money I can make or anything like that. It's who am I touching this week? Who am I helping this week? Am I helping a person? Am I helping a family? Who am I actually reaching out and bringing along with me? So that in itself is that living legacy.
Exactly. Exactly. And since we're talking about leaving a living legacy, for those of you who did not see it, and we will be putting it out to our lists, and we'll be putting it out on our Epnet fan page, and it'll be all over Facebook and other social media channels today. But I want to actually just read off real quick who our first six Legacy Award winners are. And we're really excited. We had a little bit of technical problems last night. I think a spirit got into my computer last night. It kept locking up. And so I tried five or six times to get those awardees out, and it kept fighting me. But I said, I'm going to get those awardees out. And sure enough, as soon as I got them out, my computer released. But it took me hours to get them out, so that's why it took so long to get them out. But our first awardee that we announced last night was Aree Squires, and she is our 2014 Legacy and Resilience awardee. And that award is given to somebody who had a difficult obstacle or a setback in their life, and they were able to bounce back stronger and more resilient. I love the Resilience Award. We actually added that award in 2010. And, you know, it's always given to an entrepreneur who's struggled in the past. But you look at them now, they're doing great things, and that is truly Aree Squires. And her story is powerful, and we'll be actually spotlighting all of our awardees over the next few months. So you can actually read a little bit about each one of them on my Facebook page. But again, I'll be putting it out everywhere. But congratulations to Lady R.E. Squires. And then our Male Entrepreneur of the Year this year is none other than Dr. Dan Krause. And he is definitely somebody you need to know. If you have any type of back pain or any type of pain in your body in terms of bones or, you know, I know my knee, anybody who has any type of back or knee or shoulder pain, Dr. Dan has been helping people relieve themselves of this pain for many, many, many years. He actually services hundreds of clients a week. He is a very successful entrepreneur, and he is the owner of Terrapin Chiropractic in Silver Spring, Maryland. A lot of these people that we are honoring this year, some of them you may not know, but these are the unsung heroes. These are unsung entrepreneurs who are doing big things, and these are people that you need to connect with. And that's what our award ball is all about. We're spotlighting entrepreneurs, but it's also a way for you to connect with some high-level people that you didn't even know existed. So Dr. Dan Krause, our Male Entrepreneur of the Year, make sure that you read up on him. He is definitely someone that you need to be connected to and someone to watch. Congratulations, Dr. Dan Krause of Terrapin Chiropractic, for our Legacy Male Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And then our next awardee that we mentioned last night was Dr. Marcus Tapton. And this is the first year we actually have two doctors that we are honoring, both with very successful practices, but both in different fields of medicine. Dr. Tapton is a dentist, and he's had his practice for over 20 years. Very well-established doctor in Silver Spring, Maryland as well, and also a Howard alum. Dr. Tapton actually is a dentist for several celebrities, and he's also my dentist. I've known him for many, many years, but he is definitely someone that if you don't know him, you definitely need to know him. So Dr. Marcus Tapton, congratulations on being our 2014 Legacy in Health and Wellness awardee. He's definitely one to watch.
Oh, yes, and also a veteran.
Oh, yes, he is. I forgot. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran. And then our next awardee we announced last night was Lady Tina, I believe, Harmon. Many of you know Tina. Tina has been a faithful supporter of the FNET vision for many, many years. But she just recently started her own business a couple of years ago, and it's called Fantabulous You.
Mm-hmm.
And she's receiving our Legacy and Inspiration Award. Tina, if you know her, you know she is very inspirational and motivational to anybody she comes in contact with. And we've watched her over the years grow into the wonderful businesswoman that she has become. And we are so proud of her on her Fantabulous You business. It is a business that helps young girls and women who struggle with self-esteem and self-worth. So Lady Tina, I believe, Harmon, congratulations on being our 2014 Legacy and Inspiration awardee.
Amen.
And, of course, the one, the only, some of you remember her from WUSA Channel 9, our Legacy Professional Speaker awardee is going to none other than Lady Jan Fox. Jan Fox, she's a four-time Emmy-winning journalist with WUSA 9 for almost 20 years. And she started her own business in teaching people how to speak with passion and speak with impact. If you do not know Lady Jan Fox, she is definitely someone you need to be connected with. Lady Jan Fox, congratulations on being named our 2014 Legacy Professional Speaker Awardee. And finally, our final nominees that we mentioned yesterday, Lady Gwen Fields. Lady Gwen Fields. She is the founder of Halcyon Hair Salon, and she has been in business for more than 25 years. and has an A-list clientele in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gwen Fields is someone that you may not know, but she's someone you need to be connected with. She, too, does hair for a lot of high-level congresswomen, celebrities, as well as very affluent people in the DMV area. And she is also board certified in hair loss. And so if you're somebody who's suffering from hair loss or, you know, needs help with your hair texture, follicle, she is not just a hairstylist. She is a hair teacher. She is actually, this is her craft. So this year we are honoring people who are truly, truly, truly really passionate about their craft and truly are leaving a living legacy. So those are our first six honorees for this year, and we hope you stay tuned for the rest, and also make sure that you are making plans to be at this FNET 9th Annual Legacy Awards Ball. It's going to be October 25th at the Gaylord National Hotel in Fort Washington, Maryland. So we are excited about it. And we wanted to just kind of spotlight those six individuals today, as well as mention Lady Maya Angelou and Michael Bowles and Stanley Plotkin, all those who have left a legacy for us. They left a living legacy for us to follow in their footsteps. So once again, we are truly, truly honored to be doing this awards program to honor those who are leaving a living legacy. So we ask you the question again. Are you leaving a living legacy? Charles?
That's a very good question. Very good question. And that's what we're doing on a regular basis in regards to the dinner also. So all of those very, very, very important. All of those are, and all are very worthy too. I'm thinking when you're talking about Gwen, because you say hairstylist, and you've already talked about what the difference is in regards to what she does. I've actually gone to pick Teresa up from there, and it's like you walk in, it's like, where am I? Well, this is not a salon. Someone's putting a glass of champagne in your hand, and they're feeding you. It's like, okay, I can do this.
Right.
And it is totally different.
Absolutely.
So if that's all the announcements?
Yeah, I guess that was an announcement, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wove it into what we were talking about. But actually, for today, yes, that is all of the announcements. We do have some things coming down the pike. Our camp, as you guys know about, we have our first FNET Elite member dinner on Wednesday. It's for elite members only. And if anybody is interested in becoming a preferred member of FNET, we still have space available. Please feel free to go to our website and check out our new and improved FNET site. There's also information about what's happening with FNET, what's about to be happening with us in the next half of this year, because now we are at the halfway point for 2014. June is a very poignant month because that means once this month is completed, that will be 6 months that have been completed for 2014. And then we're on the last stretch of the year. What happened to 2014? It's gone. It's like completely over. So I hope that you guys are all setting the intention with your goals each and every day, who you're trying to meet, who you're trying to connect with, how you can help somebody, and how what you need for somebody to help you in your business, because that's another very important point. You have to make sure that in your journey that you are also kind of writing down, hey, I need help with this, I need help with that. Again, like we always say, you can't do it by yourself. So in your quest to leave your legacy, make sure that if you need the help along the way, that you are reaching out to those that can help you. All right. So we are FNET, where we connect entrepreneurs one relationship at a time. And we are also helping you to grow your bottom line by building relationships as well. We hope this word today has blessed you in some way, shape, or form. And remember, leave a legacy daily and make a difference in the lives that will follow. Have an awesome week.
Have an excellent week. Be blessed.
All right. Take care.